It's 10:48 on day 15. That's Saturday, May 31st. I'm riding along on a beautiful, coolish, sunny morning through the savannah, I guess, fairly open grazing country. Not much water around, a few cows, not many to the acre here. Very red soil, scraggy looking trees, very slow, low undulations with some slightly higher rises off to the right. Almost no traffic on this road, so it's a nice day for riding, and I've got a nice following breeze which is just blowing me along at between 25 and 30 kilometres an hour, which is a very nice feeling. I'm about 45 kilometres east of Camel Wheel, which is the only town I'm going to see today. I left Mount Isa at about 3:45 this morning. It was quite cold for part of the ride. It was sort of one of those days where there's layers of temperature, and on the top of a rise sometimes it was almost warm, and then when you descended into the shallow depressions it was very cold, and but not worth changing clothes because you'd be doing it all the time. Beautiful starlit night though, you could see all the stars, Milky Way, Southern Cross, you name it. And although there wasn't much wind early, it was fairly easy riding, and it was quite pleasant riding along listening to the test cricket on the local ABC station coming from Antigua in the West Indies. My mood no doubt aided by the fact that last night I had about 7 or 8 hours sleep, and that definitely improves my mood and my morale. I think I really suffer on this ride when I go for a couple of nights around 4 or 5 hours sleep. I can do it for a few days in a row, but it definitely gets cumulative, and especially if I'm camping on the road, the idea of riding until 9 o'clock and then going to bed for 6 hours and getting up at 3 a.m. to start riding again is just not enjoyable, and I can feel it sapping my morale and making the trip not very enjoyable. I had thought I would stop at Camel Wheel, even though I'm going to get there early afternoon, because the next place after that is Barclay Homestead Roadhouse, which is another 280 kilometres further on, so there's no way I'll get there today. So I was thinking I'd stop in Camel Wheel, go to bed early, get up around midnight or soon after, and head off for Barclay Roadhouse. However, when I was stopped having a few sandwiches for breakfast about 2 hours ago in a rest area by the road, a guy pulled up in a car and travelling the opposite direction and came and had a chat, and he told me that there's a camp draft, which is a bit like a rodeo, on in Camel Wheel this weekend, and that the place was jumping with people, so my chances of finding any accommodation there are probably close to zero. I'll still go and ask, but there's only, it's a very small town. I think there's a pub and there's a roadhouse, and the roadhouse does have a bit of accommodation attached to it, and the pub's got a few motel units. I'll try those two places. If I don't have any luck, then I'll buy some supplies and head out on the road and end up sleeping on the roadside again tonight. Haven't seen many animals today apart from the cows, a few eagles, plenty of roadkill kangaroos. Haven't seen any emus yet this trip, which is a bit surprising. This is the kind of country where you'd expect to see them. Plenty of tourists, lots of caravans all giving me the obligatory wave as they go past, and a lot of road trains and truckies give me a wave as well. I usually try and be very courteous and not get in anybody's way so that they have a good vibe about cyclists. And all in all, not a bad day so far. So a bit of an improvement on 2 days ago when I had that heavy day into the wind, and I think that sleep in Mount Isa last night's done me a lot of good. That's it for now.